So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. A massive round of applause because it is Producer Grace's second last podcast.
Yeah. Why did she laugh? When you said that, why did you trail off? It's Grace's second last podcast.
Because I was thinking we have two shows, well, this Wednesday show, then we have Thursday, and then we're technically on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, but it's best ofs. So I was quite trying to figure out, I'm like, do we upload them as podcasts?
We can.
Because, like, you know, we're away for 2 weeks, so my brain was like, by the way, this, I just want you both to know, this is everything that went through my brain in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
My brain was like, well, I mean, we should upload them maybe because we're off for 2 weeks, and it shows the best stuff that we've done. So if people do watch like our TikToks or videos and they go to the podcast and they go, I'll give it a listen. I haven't before. They hear some really good shows. That all went through my head when I went,
geez, that went through a lot.
Hey, my brain does these.
Can I give you guys a little peek
behind the curtains?
So I press the buttons for the Jimmy and Nate show and I've got a system here in front of me. As you were telling that story, Jim, somebody has logged in to my system and is controlling stuff in front of me and it's really weird. It's like a ghost. Look, can you see that?
Little peek
behind the curtains.
So I can see there's a screen in front of me, which is a mirror of what Nath sees.
Yeah.
Look. So I'm seeing it move around and go, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
And Nath's got his hands up.
Yeah, it's not me. Did you think it was me not interested in your story?
100%.
Yeah, it's not me. Look, look at my hands. My hands are up. Should I type them a message? Because there is a little message thing. Should I say, oi?
Say, I'm doing a podcast.
Hey, who dis?
Oi, who dis? Wink face. Oi, who dis? Wink face.
Here they go. Oh, it stopped. They've stopped moving around.
No, talk to me.
They've just stopped moving.
I want a name.
Oh, you scared him.
Right, I want a name.
I want a name.
It's Nick Kelly.
It's Nick Kelly.
Yeah, classic.
Mate, can he just not do radio for 1 second of the day?
No, he's always doing
bloody radio.
He's always doing something.
So he was logging into my system.
I'll log
Is that what he was doing?
I'll look into you, Nick Kelly.
Producer Grace, what's his bloody number? What's his number?
04.
Yep.
That's off the top of my head, so if
well,
I'm right, I'll
Well, it's either going to be him or someone completely random.
I knew this would happen.
Get the hell out of my system.
You not do radio for 5 minutes.
We're doing a podcast and you come in here and now you're on the pod. That, you just wanted to worm your way into the podcast, didn't you?
I sometimes like to snoop on what other people are doing. Very interesting.
Can I ask you, Nick Kelly, we were just chatting, you know, it's Producer Grace's second last podcast for now.
Yeah.
And you put up a lovely post. It was, what was it, 16 years since you met each other?
11.
11.
Sounds less impressive now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, yeah. Nick, I mean, so we did that beautiful video to announce it and then you put that up. Way to blow us out of the bloody water.
It was Grace. Grace was the one that remembered that it was 11 years. I'm not sitting there tracing through my Facebook memories looking for a better time in my life.
She's sad like that.
I am.
But to come back again.
Can you tell us maybe, Nick, what was it like when you first met Grace? What were the first things that went through your head?
She's very cute. Was definitely in there.
Yeah.
And I was also very lonely. Would take any sort of sort of friendship that came my way. Yeah. So you could say I settled.
No.
I
remember it.
This is the last time I'm going to get to be nice about Grace on your podcast.
No, ever.
It was, you know what? It felt very full circle yesterday, like Grace announcing that she was leaving and us celebrating our 11-year friendiversary, as she puts it. Like, you know, our friendship is so much more than radio, but it's actually been like quite like one of the joys of my career to see her thrive and enjoy something that I've been so passionate about and proud of being a part of for so long. And to see her kind of wrap up in a nice pink bow, you know, an amazing few years being such an important part of this industry was really special and quite full circle.
Oh,
thank you. And I don't like to give out credit much.
No, but ever.
Nick is 100% the reason I got into radio.
Look at this, hey?
Yeah, I do love you lots, Nick. Thank you.
Didn't you do that, Grace, just to try and get into Nick's pants?
No, I was in the pants before the radio. Yeah.
Can you confirm, Nick?
Yeah, she was.
See, I thought your first memory of Grace would have been something like, ooh, teeth.
Oi. No.
Why?
Why, Grace?
Explain.
Yeah, explain. Yeah,
explain, Grace. Yeah, explain.
Because no, I got... The day we took that photo was actually the day I got my braces off. So he so probably was thinking, wow, Grace's teeth look great.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He goes, I was talking about how she bites when she puts them in her mouth, Nick.
Thank you. Someone with some honesty.
Hey, that's what I bring. I'm honest. And we have. We've fired Grace, but it's been, you know, a long time coming. And
none of this is true. It's all slander at this point.
Things are necessary at some point. The jig's up.
Yeah, the jig is up.
The
mate.
Jig is up.
The jig's up.
Mate, she was just the same situation here, Nick. She's just trying to get into our pants.
Also not true.
This has been an oft-discussed component of it all, and I can't confirm or deny.
I know. Look at the three of us, hey? Three tunnel buddies hanging out.
No. We already have enough tunnel buddies.
There's too many tunnel buddies.
My
favourite gracious goes, oh, it's true.
Yeah.
No,
really
Grace,
is.
This is all your right. moment. What do you want to say? What do you want to say to Nick? He's here. He's
already,
in front of you.
I said what I need to say. Nick, I love you. He knows I love him. He's my favourite person in the world.
Oh, right here.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, you two can go yourself.
The Jimmy and Nick Show podcast.
Nate, producer Grace, according to the 2070 The Future Travel Report, a couple of academics and nerds reckon that in a few decades' time, we'll be replacing passports with scans of our heartbeats.
Wasn't there a movie about this or something?
Was it?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, there's always been a movie.
It's a movie about everything.
Everything's been done.
Oh, you're so right. It's just about how you put your spin on it.
Male duo on radio?
Oh, my God.
Fires woman?
I'm not fired. No one, that room is starting.
Mate, you'll be gone. I don't say whatever. So look, this might be more convenient than, you know, having to bring your physical passport. I know we've all forgot our passports or left them somewhere at some point in time.
And it's so you have done that, Jimmy, out of the three of us.
I just wanted to make myself feel
it better. It is stressful though.
You've had passport problems.
I've had many passport problems, PPs we call them.
Yeah.
Even getting them. You know what I mean? If it's just your heart rate,
line,
you don't
the worst.
You don't have to line up for a heart rate, do you?
No.
So
though it is a terrifying glimpse into the dystopian future that awaits us all.
Is that the word that you were telling us off air? And you're like, Grace, how do I say this word?
I said,
I want to surprise Nate. Why did you not want to tell me? Oh, got me.
Dystopian. Wasn't it good?
Yeah, he's gone, hey, Grace, how do you pronounce dystopian? And I said, like that, Jim.
And then I go, so I walked in
for
the back end of that conversation.
I've done this for you.
I walked in at the back end of that conversation. I'm like, oh, what words?
This was off air before the show, by the way.
And then Jimmy's like, shh, don't tell him. I want to surprise him on the show.
Yeah, he got mad at me. He was like, as if you'd tell him. And I was like, sorry, I didn't know that dystopian was going to be a surprise word on the show.
See, this behaviour is why you've been fired.
I haven't been
fired.
Guys,
we're running out of surprises. You never surprise me anymore. Babe, I said dystopian.
And I put a... So I want to ask on 131060, give us a call, and Nathan, I'm going to put this to the test. So what we'd love for you to do, now I don't think, Producer Grace, I've already chatted to you about this, I don't think people can call us and we can hear their heartbeat through a phone. I think it's going to be too faint.
No.
So what
maybe in the dystopian future you'll be able to, but not right now.
Wow, God, we've hit that word a few times, haven't we?
I feel like you're taking the piss now. So what do people do? Call us. Tell us what your heart's doing. So you describe your heart rate. So for example, Grace, can you please describe your heart rate right now?
It's going boom, 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 boom. It's maybe, very fast.
Maybe you say, ayo.
Ayo.
So I'm currently at 130.
Yeah. So do you want them to feel their pulse?
Yeah. So you can use your index finger and your middle finger.
Yeah.
Then you can either put it under the chin on either side of your neck or on your wrist.
Yeah.
Get a feeling of it.
Don't do what Grace just did. She just put her hand on her heart like she was listening to the American National Anthem.
She put her hand on a big mummy milkers.
Hang on, I got it. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Perfect. So you do that, and then Nathan, we'll use our brains to figure out their name and also their birthday.
Right. Any hints on how to do that? I've never done it before.
No, I haven't either. I just figured...
Was there anything in this article about that?
No, no.
Is there a link?
To the article? Yeah.
I just thought there might have been because sciences have said that.
Well, they have. They've said they've figured it out.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you just had something. Brought a better positive attitude.
No, I'm very excited. I just want to do well. So I'm hoping that there might be something more than...
Hey, when have we ever done well at anything on this show?
That's true. All right, 131060, on the phones right now. Give us a call. and tell us what your heart rate's doing. Because apparently, we could potentially find out what your age is and also your name.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, just after 131060, Australia, give us a call. Tell us what your heart rate's doing. So you'll need to put your finger on your pulse, whether it be your neck or your wrist. And we're going to try and guess your birth date and name.
Sure.
This is because Report 2070, the future travel report, a couple of academics and science type people reckon that in a few decades' time, we'll be replacing passports with scans of our heartbeat. So apparently, everyone's heartbeat is slightly different.
So like a fingerprint.
Fingerprint, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But again, you won't have to do anything or touch anything. You walk through, it'll measure your heart rate, and it'll measure it and go, yep, that's Nathan Roy, born on the 30th of April, 1993.
Well, sorry. That's very impressive from you. You're normally really bad at remembering when my birthday is. I've drummed out. Have you got my passport in front of me? I was wondering where my license was.
I can hear your heartbeat.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Why are you doing that?
Now, I did some research. Apparently, heartbeats that are a little faster are females, and a bit slower can be males.
Okay. Much like our brains.
Men are slow, women are smarter.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're guessing, but I thought that might
That's good, because that's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Younger tends to be the slower heart rate.
Sure.
You know, we all tend to be a bit, you know, fitter when we're younger. Not all, I'm generalising here, by the way.
Yeah.
So this may not help us. And then as you get older, it might go a little faster, you know.
Any information could help. I think this is going to be one of those things where we'll get better the more we do it. You know what I mean? Like riding a bike. Rachel from Craigieburn. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, Rachel, first thing first. You got a heartbeat?
Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good. Can you tell us what it's doing right now, Rachel?
82.
It's 82.
Oh, 82. I was hoping for a boom.
Can you give me a boom 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 boom?
Boom 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 boom.
No, okay, now you just. I need you like your actual.
Yeah, what it's doing. Don't just do what I do.
Put your hand to your pulse right now, Rachel, and repeat the noises you're hearing.
Let me see if I can find
my
pulse.
Oh, God. She's dead.
She's dead.
Anything for us, Rachel?
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. So relatively fast, Jim.
I'll have a go at this one.
Yeah, you go. Right.
I reckon Rachel's last name is Smith.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to go date, but I reckon she was born August of 1987.
Rachel?
No.
Any of that right, Rachel?
August, yes.
Oh! That's huge!
1980s, yes, but not 87.
Yeah?
That's...
I got the month!
That's massive! Jim, well done! Well done!
Your turn. You can have this
one. I'm nervous now. Yeah. Dave. Dave from Tassie. Hello, Dave.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Well, I'm actually nervous because Jim just nailed that last one. That was really good. Okay, Dave, you got a heart rate for us that you can do for us?
Yes, I can. I got it on my smartwatch as we speak.
Yeah,
okay, what does it say on your smartwatch?
It says 73 beats per minute.
73, right. Can you give us a bit of a, like, feel your pulse and give us a bit of a boom, 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 boom?
Okay, so we've got a boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay, Nate. So
I'm feeling good about that.
We need a last name, month, and a year.
Okay.
See if you can get any of them.
Dave. Yeah. Dave.
Yep.
Jones.
Dave Jones.
Dave, like David Jones. I realised as I did it, but I've locked it in now.
David Jones.
David Jones. Yeah, okay. David Jones. Yeah. David Jones. And he was born on the 14th of September, 1990.
Nope.
Any of that
correct?
Correct,
Dave.
Like even close.
No, none of it at all.
What's your last name, Dave?
My last name is Skews.
That's pretty far.
Okay, that's a fake name.
Yeah. Dave Skews. No, fair enough. Okay, Dave. What's your month of birth?
June.
That's really far. Yeah. What's your year of birth?
1979.
Oh, so far.
You sound so youthful, Dave.
Yeah.
So. And your heart rate's so great.
It's obviously not my skill. I mean, I'm still learning. All right, let's do one more. Jack from Seymour. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Can you put your finger to your pulse for us and just give us your heartbeat?
Yep, righto.
Oh, yep. God, Jack's dead.
Jack, are you okay? You're not flatlining on me, are you, Jack? All right, so, Jack, give us like a boom, boom, boom.
Yep, right. I'll go now.
Yep,
yep.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. Maybe we can work together.
I'd love somebody to walk past Jack while he's on the phone to a radio show and just go boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. I want you. Okay. I think Jack is also a Smith. I'm feeling Jack Smith.
Yeah. You're going for the generic pool, which I like.
Yeah. There's a lot of Smiths. And I'm one of them.
And it's weird because I was going to go Jack Jones.
I was going to go Jack. So I'm going to go Jack Smith.
Yep.
I'm thinking December.
Yep.
Give me a year, Nath.
Yeah, December. Oh. And then we're going to go with 1992. All right, Jack, are any of those anywhere close to being correct?
Well, Jack Jones is correct. And December.
Shut up, Jack. Is your name Jack Jones?
Yeah.
And you're born in December?
Yeah.
Are you... Jack. Are you taking the piss?
No. Are you going to guess the day? If you can get the day, my heart rate's going to go through the roof.
Your name is Jack Jones, born in December.
Which means we've got everything spot on correct.
I don't know if we got the year.
Shut up. Okay.
Okay, hey, help. Jack, give us the year. What year is it?
92.
92.
No, I got that right. I said 92.
Did he, Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, he said 92. That's what I can't just...
Okay, so we're going for everything great.
I said, Jack Jones. I've gone from zero to hero.
Someone rung you guys up and told you.
No, Jack, 100%. Jack, I promise. I said Jack Jones, December 1992.
If you get the date right, my dunk-dunks are going through the roof.
Okay, Nate, do you want to help? Do you want me to? I'll stand back.
I don't know what to do. What if I panic? Can I ask him if it's earlier or later? Can I ask that? Because you asked nothing.
Guess the day.
Did you say no, Jack?
No, you just want me straight guess it.
Just guess the day. 1 in 31 chance.
It's true. It's good. Okay, all right. Oh, this is huge. 4th of December, 1992, Jack Jones. Is it the 4th of December?
Someone's rung you up. That's the 4th.
No, it's not, Jack.
You're pulling
me leg,
Jack. Are you, Jack? I was so excited. You lied, haven't you, Jack? Jack, have you lied?
The 4th of December, 1992. Someone's rung you up.
Jack, you're taking the piss.
Jack, are you? No, come on.
I'll send you a photo of my license.
Okay.
Fine.
We'll go to a song.
Send the license.
Grace will see it, and then we'll confirm that Jack is born on the 4th of December, 1992.
Do we want to try and confirm that or just take the win?
No, I want to... Because if you've got it all right, I might quit.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
I may have just done one of the greatest things ever to be done on radio.
Well, I'm sorry to do this to you, Nate, but please get the sad music ready.
Oh, what? No. Don't do this to me, producer Grace. Not as you're leaving the show.
Don't tell me Jack Jones, 4th of December, 1992, is fake person.
If you've just joined us, essentially what we're doing is we're trying to use people's heart rate alone. So literally they're on the phone, they're measuring their heart rate going ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And based on that only, we were trying to guess their last name, their year of birth, and their date of birth. And apparently Jack Jones, I got his last name, his year of birth, and his date of birth spot on.
Look, it's not over yet, Nath, but I did chat to Jack off air and I actually gave him my... phone number, weirdly. Oh, probably
trying to pick up
that.
Listeners
know,
on your
I know,
last week.
I'm so sorry.
Leave.
And I said, Jack, can you text me a photo of your license? And he said, I have phone reception to call, but not phone reception to text. But I promise you that it's true.
Yeah.
So why are we doing sad music? Because Jack's promised. You guys don't believe it.
No, kill the sad music, Nath. And I think it's more important or we should be doing this.
Oh.
What's making you
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yes, it's something we've been doing every Wednesday for a few weeks now. 13-10-60, what's making you angry? And I'll kick it off. Fake Jack Jones. Because I was hook, line, and sinker. I thought Nath had guessed everything.
I'm still believing it.
We haven't had any reason to think otherwise.
Well, he can call, but he can't text.
Yeah, well, you never know.
I gave him my own personal number.
You don't know what carrier he's with?
Sorry, mate. If producer Grace gave some of their number, if they're not up for swinging her a few texts, then
I am going to hold this as a victory for the big fella.
You know what's making me angry? You don't believe it.
Spoke like someone that doesn't have my gift.
Sorry. When we started this position, Grace, Nathan's completely off
it. He was so off. Jimmy was closer. And then all of a sudden you just come in and get 100% correct.
I can't help that I'm very good at that. It's not my fault.
Well, look, 131060 is number, Australia. I want you to call us. You tell us why you're angry. Nathan and I will have a little chat and we'll figure out if it's yes, you're allowed to be angry about that thing, or no, you've got to let that one go.
Yeah, I love this because it's our decision as the angry boys. Sorry, Chrissy Lee. as the angry boys to decide whether or not we'll continue to rile you up and get angry with you or go, get over it, guys.
Yeah, because sometimes, well, I feel a lot of the time actually, anger is, you know, people, you shouldn't get angry about it. But no, anger isn't important. It's one of the emotions. We should embrace it. And sometimes you need to get angry about stuff. But sometimes, guys, you got to let stuff go.
Absolutely.
Just like we're letting Grace go.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Grace, would you like to tell us, is there anything making you angry at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
When you go into a toilet cubicle and someone's in the stall next to you and then they ask how you're doing.
You love a cubicle chat.
No, I don't. People love to chat to me in cubicles. It happens so often. How often have I come out of the office toilets and be like, someone's just really up for a chat in the toilets? I hate it. And stop it.
Stop it or cop it.
Do you have just a quick sidebar, Nath?
Yeah, we'll
quick sidebar. We're just going to have a quick chat. Just stay there. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's friendly. It's nice. People are just trying to, you know.
I don't think there's anything. Yeah, you know,
it's last week. People are just probably like, oh, have a quick chat before she leaves. You know what I mean? Never spoken to her before.
Yeah, exactly. Grace is in there going, you know.
Yeah.
Nathan.
It's weird. I mean,
Grace is a sidebar.
Yeah, sorry, you can't hear this.
This is a sidebar.
So I
think she should get over it.
Yeah, because I mean, also, like, you know, when she's farting and she does like a lot, she just pop off.
Yeah, and so, people get chatting. And people are getting every second word.
But it's just, isn't that, like, good on them for still wanting to chat to old Farty McFarnison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is not how I want to leave the show.
Maybe,
this kind of reputation.
Hey, you can't hear us. We're having a sidebar.
Well,
maybe she answers in fart Morse code. Like,
oh, hey how
Grace,
are
how
you?
Are you? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Are you having a good day?
Nathan.
No, two is yes, one is no.
No!
You having a good day? Oh, jeez, great. Grace, we think
you gotta let it go.
You gotta get over it,
mate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. 3. What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out? Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah, here at the Jimmy and Nate Show, Nathan and I love to become the angry boys.
Yes.
And how this works in Australia, you call us, you tell us why you're angry. And Nathan and I are big believers that you should be angry. You should be able to get angry about stuff and get it off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
But not everything.
No, some things you just got to get over, guys.
Some things, guys, you know, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard in life to get over stuff. You
like
know
producer
what I mean?
Grace in her toilet chats.
Yes.
Not a bad thing.
If you missed it, producer Grace doesn't like when people chat to her in the toilet, and we have told her to get over it.
Yep.
Because people just want to have a yarn.
Of course
nice
they do. And you never know, people are busy in their days. You know what I mean? So, and where
it's
are you?
It's a great time. And you know what? We're all living in our phones. And how often do you go to the toilet, Nathan? You doom scroll.
Absolutely.
It's nice that, you know, people are taking the time to put the phone down, do a number two, and say, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Have a chat to you. Love that. Emily from Narre Warren. Hi, Em.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Em. What's making you angry?
Oh, you know, when the traffic's banked up and, you know, some speedy Gonzales likes to go in the emergency lane to cut through.
Oh, you can't be doing that, can you? Yeah. Through the emergency.
Well, it's like, wait your bloody turn. Everyone's got places to be.
I mean, Emily, I just want to make sure, like, that Speedy Gonzales isn't like an ambulance or anything like that.
No.
No, look, Emily, it's just checking.
It's a fair question because I mean, they're allowed in there.
Yeah.
And I guess they could be going pretty fast sometimes. Yeah. I just wanted to check there was no sirens involved. Play
it's
on
someone,
that.
Someone with their window down going, wee, wee, wee. No, that's right. No. It's emergency lanes for emergencies only. Everyone's got places to be.
Especially when you're in gridlock stuff, isn't it, Em? Does that really grind your gears?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like, it's just ridiculous. You know, everyone's just as frustrated. The traffic's traffic. If you don't want to be in traffic, then don't bloody drive on the roads.
Yep, you know what?
Get out of the emergency lane!
That's for emergency!
What's wrong with you mongrels?
If you don't want to get out of
and stop making the alarm sound with your voice!
You're right, Emily. That's
good on you.
You're allowed to be angry. Continue to be angry on that one.
Kayla from Frankston. Kayla, what's making you angry?
Oh, what's making me angry at the minute is this same acrylic nail that just keeps breaking off within a couple of days of getting it. Doesn't matter where I go or what I do.
That's the worst.
What finger is it, Kayla?
It's my little pinky on the left side, so it doesn't even make sense.
Does it happen all the time, Kayla? Is it always the left pinky?
It is always the left damn pinky.
What is it? I mean, is it hitting something? Is there something you're doing?
Well, I don't know. I can't work it out because I'm right-handed, so yeah.
So maybe... what do you do with your left hand?
I mean, I drive a manual, but I thought that, you know, that would be the sort of...
Gear changing?
I don't know, wouldn't have anything to do with nails. But,
yeah, no, because you got your hand on the, what's it called, the knob? The... Sorry,
manual, not driving a man. She like that. There you go. We fixed her anger, haven't we?
What's it called?
It's called a
gear stick.
Gear stick. I said joystick. It's not a PlayStation game. Look, Kayla, we can't really relate to it, but it sounds pretty annoying.
You're paying a lot of money for this, aren't you, Kayla?
Yeah, anywhere from $80 upwards usually for a good set.
Jeez. And the other thing is, once one's ruined, it's kind of the whole repertoire's ruined, isn't it?
It just doesn't work, and it always seems to be the day before I have to go somewhere.
I think you are within your right to be angry.
Get angry about
it. Bloody acrylic nails! Yeah. Why are you always the big one on the left?
Bastards with
you
falling
off your things!
I've spent money!
Good on you, Kayla. That's keep good. Being angry.
Glad to be angry.
Tig from Campbelltown. Hello, Tig.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's making you angry, mate? I mean, you're one of the nicest people going around, but is something making you angry, Tig?
Being put on hold for one.
Yeah, well, we can talk.
Was that producer Grace? Don't worry, we fired her, Tig.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, Tig, producer Grace said you called her. You asked her how she's going. That was lovely. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I just wanted to give her my best.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's
thank you, Tig.
Lovely, Tig.
We love you.
If you got a job going for her, that'd be awesome.
Tig, I can't remember. You called for this a couple of weeks ago. What was it you were getting angry about? Remind me.
I can't remember, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no,
it's obviously got over it. All right, well, what are you calling up for this time?
My wife.
Your wife? Yeah.
Oh, what has she done, Tig?
What's she done,
She's throwing dirty clothes at me now.
She's throwing dirty clothes at you, like, this minute?
Yes.
Is that because you're not washing them, Tig?
Probably.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, if I could get some sad music.
You certainly can, mate. It's two sad musics within the hour.
Well, the last one wasn't really sad. You nailed it, whatever it was.
We've moved on.
This is sad because music and entertainment store Sanity has closed its last two stores in the country.
No, that's insanity.
Give yourself a boom tish.
Yeah, thanks, mate. But you can't make jokes because it's a sad time, isn't it?
It's not funny, though.
It's not funny, though, is it? Sanity, I used to love Sanity.
Oh, going in there. Remember they used to have the headphones and you could listen to the new albums and songs?
Oh, and you'd leave and I had this big smile on my face. I had the little red bag and it had Sanity on the front of it.
Was it a black bag or red?
Well, it depends where you were. You grew up in Queensland. I think mine was red.
Well, speaking of Queensland, the last two stores were in Queensland.
Oh.
There was one in Brisbane and one in Bundaberg, and they both closed down last weekend.
Sad. There used to be one when we worked in Hobart. There was one at Northgate Shopping Centre.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was at Northgate. It was at Eastlands. Sorry, probably Eastlands.
Eastlands. I'm pretty sure there was one at Northgate too.
As well.
Yeah.
Tassie, flush with Sanity. Launceston.
So many.
Right, Campbelltown.
Sanity's everywhere.
Right next to the big log. Sorry, Tasmanians are loving that gear right now. Sad news. So they're closing all their brick and mortar stores. they have closed them.
Yeah, okay.
That's their statement.
Oh, is that what they said? Yeah.
And they're moving to a online business model.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good that they're still going. So it's not closed down and boarded up. You know what I mean? They're still kicking.
Well, I think these stores are closed down.
Yeah, they quite literally are.
Yeah,
but the business itself, the cogs keep turning.
But also, how long? Like, I mean, but honestly, because we all stream stuff.
Yeah,
you stream music, you stream DVDs. You stream movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, when's the last time you physically bought a CD or a movie or anything?
When we left Hobart. You know, used to go to the Sanity.
I get myself a Mango Magic. I got a new copy of Drake.
I used to love it. I thought it was always so rewarding, wasn't it?
Oh, so
there
was nothing.
Just
like,
a hard copy.
The first, and I want to ask on 131060, what was the first CD you ever bought?
Yeah, love this.
And like, why did you buy it? What was the story behind it? So for me, I was watching, I think it was like MTV Awards or something in America, and Jet was on that.
I said, "Are you gonna be my girl?"
Yeah,
and I remember seeing them on this thing, and then hearing them talk, and I'm like, they're Australian.
Yeah.
And that blew my mind. And this song.
One, two, three,
honestly, still one of my favorite songs. And I went to Sanity had to drive, make mum and dad drive me from Gundawindi to Brisbane.
Jeez, that's like a 6-hour drive to get Jet CDs.
Yeah, and got their first album, which was Get Born.
I love that. Phenomenal. Mine was also based off watching a television show, an award show. It was the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
That's how they get you.
Bloody Nickelodeon. And I remember watching them. I remember watching them going, who is this? Like, I was going through a bit of puberty and I was like, oh, she's
feeling things you've never felt before.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, not only can she sing, but like, she's kind of a bit of a tomboy. And is she not riding a skateboard? Is she? Now, I wasn't into skating, but God, she was cool. And then they're like, Slime Avril, Slime Avril. And she got slime, which she was great. So I, the same thing, mum drove me to Ramsgate.
To Brisbane. No,
I did 12 hours.
Yeah, you're in Sydney. So.
I went to Ramsgate to the Sanity there, and I bought the Let Go album. $24, I still remember. Sanity. Just love great. That.
I wasn't into, I tell you, there are other CDs around me. A lot of my friends bought the So Fresh CDs.
Oh, I had all the So Fresh CDs.
But
too.
I never bought them.
Oh,
like,
really?
They were burnt to me or given to me or classic, illegal. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Or did you LimeWire?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. No, the first one I bought for me was Jet Get Born. So, yeah, 131060, give us a call, Australia. Tell us, what was the first CD you bought and why did you buy it?
Yeah, what was it, guys? We'll jump on the phones right now. 131060, we'll take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
This is 131060. What was the first CD you bought and why did you buy it? This is after the sad news that we found out Sanity closed its last two stores in the country last weekend.
All right, Cameron from the Sandy Coast. Hi, Cam.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, brother. First album, first CD you bought, what was it?
It was the Mark, Tom and Travis Show by Blink-182.
Oh, that's good.
Why did you buy that one, Cameron? What made you buy it?
I think it was just heavily influenced by my siblings. And I just guided into the Blink-182 scene. And
so it sounds like, Cam, were they older than you, your siblings?
Yes.
Sounded like they just wanted you to put your pocket money up so they could listen to the music.
Yeah, probably not wrong, mate.
So I was just thinking, if they're older and they're influencing you, wouldn't have they bought the CD? Did you want your own copy, or did what happened when they said?
No, it was kind of like we had a communal CD stacker, really. Like,
but
just shared.
Let me guess, Cam. I reckon you bought most of the CDs.
Probably not wrong.
Good on you, Cam. Okay, let's go to Newcastle. Hello, Jess.
Hey, guys.
Jess, first album, first CD, what was it?
I was too posh to buy a full album, so mine was Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys, the CD single.
You bought a single?
Wow! A whole CD for one song. So impressive.
Do you remember how much that was, Jess?
I think it was about $6 or $7. I think there was three songs on it, and one of them was like a remix of it too.
Oh,
in
right.
case I didn't have enough of the first one.
Right, okay. And so what would you like put that in your Discman or in your car, or what would you do with it, Jess? How would you play it?
I had like a stereo in my room and I pretty much just played it on loop until my brother tasered me.
You said your brother tasered you?
Yeah, look, I played it a lot and I don't
But how did your brother taser you? Your brother has a taser?
Oh, they hated me.
Oh,
good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, slightly less impressive of a story.
Your brother tasered you. Yeah, he did.
No, hated me. Elias from Diamond Creek in Victoria. Hi, Elias.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, mate. Do you remember your first album, your first CD you bought?
I do. I was lucky. I had a lot of cousins who used to hand me down CDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I specifically remember my first CD because it happened to be, like, became the lucky CD. It was in 94. It was the Boyz II Men 2 album. And within months of buying it, I won a voiceover competition with SAFM back in the day. And they gave me 4 front row tickets to Boyz II Men. And halfway through the concert, they actually stopped and sung me happy birthday because it was 6th of December, 1994. And Boyz II Men sung me happy birthday.
Oh, my God. All because you bought that album.
All because I bought that album a couple months earlier. I think it was released mid-year. I bought it a couple months later. And then December 6th was when the concert was out on my birthday. And my girlfriend at the time and the guy and his mate who I was with, they stopped him and said it's his birthday. And they stopped the concert short and sang me happy birthday. And that CD has traveled with me on 3 different continents that I've lived on. And it's still with me. I still have it.
And I didn't think we'd get better than the taser story, but we have.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Quit time! That's it, guys. That's how we wrap up the show each and every week with a little show rating from the good people of Australia.
Yeah, look, one show left tomorrow night with producer Grace. We are back on the weekend, though, but they're sort of best of shows, just highlights, the best bits. All three of us will be there, but the last official show tomorrow night. And the end of this one tonight.
Yeah. Rating the show today from Nari Warren. Emily, welcome to the show. Em, we got you there.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. Em, I mean, how long have you been listening to the Jimmy Nash show for?
Oh, a little while now.
Any good, Em?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great.
But does it sound... I mean, occasionally we'll get someone to call through for the show rating and they... Sound sarcastic. And that's
is that
okay.
What you're trying to say I sound like?
No. I guess we just want confirmation. You know what I mean? You can be on. Em, you're our friend. You've been on the show before. We love you. If you want to be honest with your boys, Jimmy Nath, you can say that we suck.
Oh, no, I definitely don't think you suck. I mean, last time I was on, I gave you a 10. However, I don't think I'll be this generous.
No, that's okay.
That's fair. Yep.
I'm thinking a 7 tonight. Yep. I think your jokes could have been delivered a little bit better.
That's fair.
And Jimmy or Nath, which one was worse at it tonight?
Or I think you're on par.
Just, yeah.
No, that's fair. That's, just no, a joint failure is better than a single one.
It is. At least we failed together.
Yeah.
There's no I in team, right?
There is a me.
There is.
An Emily.
Ooh.
Well, what do you reckon? Back up to a 9?
Nah.
Oh. Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.